Welcome to The Intern Show.
I'm Max Schwitzing.
And I'm Elias Alvarez.
The Intern Show is a podcast produced by the KAWC Student Newsroom. We aim to broadcast news by students for students.
This week, we spoke with the president of Arizona Western College, Dr. Daniel Gore, to learn more about how AWC administration focuses on improving student life.
Dr. Daniel Gore has been the president of Arizona Western College since 2016. Under his leadership, AWC has pushed to improve their facilities and to provide resources for first-generation students who make up two-thirds of the student population.
What changes has administration done to improve student life?
Well, sure. I mean, I think there are some of the more obvious changes, and you're sitting in one of those buildings, right? We're just thrilled with how the students have reacted to the opening of the Matador Activity Center. You know, I walk through there on a regular basis, and there's just so much amazing activity going on in there. You know, there's really something for everyone. And then, of course, right behind the MAC is a brand new Deanza. Now, not everyone lives on campus. That impacts relatively fewer students, but it's an amazing residence hall, you know, with a workout room and a theater and a second floor lounge and all that kind of great stuff. And students deserve that. You know, the students who want to or have to stay in Yuma deserve the very best. So I'm really proud of what we've done in those physical structures to make the student experience better. Beyond that, you know, the reason we exist, of course, is to deliver education, right, and training. And we've increased the number of program offerings that we have, particularly on the career and technical ed side of the house. So the college is just growing both physically in its structures and in terms of its course offerings and its student body.
Why is AWC experiencing sort of this major influx of growth now?
Yeah, for a couple of reasons. So again, there's the growth associated with enrollment, and I'll start with that. You know, almost 8 years ago at this point, our district governing board made a very courageous decision to reduce tuition for students under the age of 18, whether it's dual enrollment or concurrent enrollment, to just $25. And that has really taken off. Since that point, our dual enrollment or our early college numbers have increased by over 850%. So I think there's a sense that AWC has the course offerings, the program offerings, the training options, something for everyone. And then in terms of the building, we've just been very aggressive in securing government funding. The Law Enforcement Training Academy, we received $7.5 million from the governor, Governor Ducey, to build that center.
I think it's really interesting to sort of see how AWC has sort of like grown and developed in the years since you've become sort of like president of the campus. Could you talk to me a little bit more about what changes you would like to see in the future for AWC?
Mac, we are the only community college in Arizona, maybe one of the only ones in the nation, that has a student experience statement. And that student experience statement says, we promise to deliver an amazing student experience, categorized by, you know, a number of factors. I want to get to a future where no AWC student needs to buy a textbook, that there are online materials or self-curated materials available to reduce that cost of education. I think there's amazing things yet to happen with the use of AI to enhance the student experience, right? I've received demos on how on-demand tutoring using AI can help improve the student experience. And we're undergoing, I don't know if you know this, but we're undergoing this quest, if you will, through the Excellencia organization. And we are a proud Hispanic serving institution. About 3 out of 4 of our students are Hispanic. But how do we put the S in being a Hispanic serving institution? What is it we can do to improve the access and success of those first gen students that we're so proud of? And in terms of facilities, you know, we have to do something with our fine and performing arts facilities to upgrade them. The gym and our auditorium need some work, if not a new structure. So there's always planning going on to continue to improve the student experience.
Well, since you mentioned the student experience, like what are some of the factors that you look for improvement?
So we've got some exciting things. We're in the midst of a strategic plan right now. AWC 2028, it'll be a 3-year period from 25 to 28. And some of the things that we're talking about are supporting students through technology, through connectedness, through additional supports.
How is the student perspective sort of involved in the AWC Project 2028. I know you mentioned that AWC has a promise to deliver amazing student experiences for everybody, but how do you know that those students feel successful and that they feel like the college is sort of making that improvement? Is there any sort of like bar for feedback or sort of like a conversation between administration and students?
100%. I'm glad you asked. Absolutely. As part of the strategic plan, we have very mindfully involved students, right? We've had particular student focus groups. We invite students into the planning session. We want to hear their voice, right? It's one thing for me to think what a student wants, but I'm many decades removed from a 19-year-old student on the campus of Arizona Western College. If you want to know what a student thinks, if you want to know what a student wants, ask them. And we've done exactly that. And I'll give you one great example. When we designed the residence hall, we designed it with student input, folks who lived in residence halls. What did they want? What did they hope to see? Students were part of planning the building that you're in right now, the MAC. Students are involved in many different ways across the campus to make sure that our needs are kept front and center.
And since we're talking about student feedback, for those of the students that are listening and don't exactly know how to communicate with administration, what are exactly the ways that students can connect?
In any way they want to, frankly, through the life in a student life, they can speak to the folks in that office. They can speak directly to me. I often have office hours where folks can come, you know, just like a faculty does. Students can come by and, they're typically 15 minutes or so, you know, so it's not a 2-hour meeting or something, but there's an opportunity to come by. But just find different ways, right? Join a club, speak to your professors, right? Some things are like, hey, let me tell you about this idea, and they can carry it forward. You can connect through social media also. Our social media feeds are, in fact, our suggestion box. You can provide feedback on what the college is doing or not doing, and that's a great mechanism.
So there's a very big like focus on improving infrastructure this semester, right? We had a bunch of new buildings. You talked about these programs out in Welton. What can AWC students look forward to next year in terms of improvements that the college is making, whether that is more infrastructure or whether that's more sort of, is it sort of like more focused on like courses, or what is administration going to do next semester to sort of show students that they are committed to student excellence?
So this coming semester, our transfer center will open, right adjacent to Starbucks there. We're going to have all three state universities, AWC, kind of a one-stop shop for a high school student who might be looking to see what higher ed options are available, an AWC student looking to see what transfer opportunities are available, a returning adult who maybe went to college 7-8 years ago. Right there in the center of campus is going to be an amazing new transfer center. We expect that to be open very early in the coming spring semester, and plenty of time for students to use that who intend to transfer after graduating in May. And then, of course, after that, it's a lot of program growth, particularly coming out of our career and technical education programs, under the leadership of CEO Ritika Dewan, a great expansion of the types of courses, the duration of programs. So a lot of growth going on there as we continue to serve not just traditionally aged students like yourself, but we also serve returning adults, right, who may not have 2 to 4 years, may need to come back and reskill to get a job to support his or her family. And we're adding those type courses at a pretty rapid pace, too, so that we're serving our entire community.
That was Dr. Daniel Kaur, president of Arizona Western College.
To listen to our full conversation with Dr. Kaur, listen online at kawc.org in the Student Newsroom section under the News tab.
The Intern Show is produced by the KAWC Student Newsroom at KAWC Colorado River Public Media.
Send your questions or comments to studentnewsroom@kawc.org.
This show is available as a podcast or online at kawc.org under the KAWC Shows tab.
The KAWC Student Newsroom is supported by the Local News Initiative at the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona.
Since 1980, the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona has been a trusted philanthropic partner helping individuals, families, businesses, and nonprofits work together to create a stronger community.
Our theme music is Election Time by Kjartan Abel, available online at freesound.org.
I'm Lias Alvarez.
I'm Max Schwitzing.
Thank you for tuning in to
The Intern Show.